You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The Minister in the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition, Minister Park Stau, has begun the process of placing chrome ore under export control. This means that we are going to look to regulate exports of chrome and potentially look to impose some tariffs or some other regulatory measures on the export of chrome. For more details around this, I'm joined on the line by the Chief Commissioner at the International Trade and Administration Commission of South Africa, that is ITAC, Commissioner Ayabonga Kawe. Commissioner, always lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Can you perhaps give us a bit of background around the context upon which we arrived at this point for those that have missed the conversation?
No, thank you very much, Jimmy, and as always, to your listeners for the opportunity for us to chat to you. And indeed, I mean, I think many of the listeners would be aware that South Africa is one of the largest producers, if not the largest single producer of chrome in the world. And we certainly, in 2024, exported over around 20 million tons or so of this material, which is used for the fabrication of ferroalloys that are used in stainless steel and other applications. We've historically been a country that has had the main producers of ferroalloy metal material being those that are from this country. And over the last while, we've seen nearly half of those smelters closed, with some being placed under care and maintenance, arising from the very high electricity costs relative to other countries that fabricate this. Let me give you an example. In China, you're paying around 60 cents a kilowatt hour compared to South Africa, where per kilowatt hour, some of the smelters are paying over 2 rand. And so there's the energy pricing competitiveness challenge that is confronting us. But furthermore, and I think this is where we come to the party, there has been a cabinet decision as of June this year to also place chrome exports under export control, which would mean they would require a license from ITAC. And that's the gazette that the minister would have issued on Friday. But there is also an element in that cabinet proposal around an export tax, which is something in the domain of the Ministry of Finance. And I would imagine that when the time is opportune, they will also avail themselves to talk about that.
Commissioner, given that South Africa holds more than 70% of the world's chrome reserves, clearly this is a strategic metal for us, as you rightly mentioned, in the global economy. From a decision-making standpoint, and at least from a tax point of view and a restriction point of view where it relates to exports, how much of the decision is being driven by some of the other factors that are happening around the world? We're seeing that growingly countries are looking to protect the competitive advantages that they have in various areas. I think of Taiwan, for example, and their chip production and their willingness or their lack of willingness to give up that competitive advantage. We're seeing the same thing from the US in terms of some tariffs that they're imposing. We're seeing it happen in China as well. From a South African point of view, how much of this is being driven by global developments and how much of it is this has always been on the cards?
Well, indeed, I mean, this is a historic tool we've always had as a country, Jimmy. You might be aware that certainly since after the Second World War, South Africa would have had access to export and import controls. And as a result of that, would have used it for all manner of products. We still have kind of a wide array of products under import and export control. And so, yes, indeed, the new context to some degree might explain this. But on chrome, it's a historical debate. Even around the moment of the global financial crisis, certainly in my memory, you would have had calls from labor and even other parts of the society calling for taxation or export restrictions on the export of chrome as part of the debate on beneficiation in South Africa. So it's not a new discussion for us, nor is it a discussion prompted by the uncertainty in the global environment. I think it so happens, coincidentally, that the use of the tool of export control is becoming widespread, as we see in the United States, as we see in Taiwan, as we see in the People's Republic of China. And certainly we have had that instrument, as I say, for over 5 decades and have continued to use it to varying degrees. You would know, of course, all of our wastes and scraps of what are called critical minerals are already under export control in South Africa already. And so this is part of, I guess, our unfolding industrial strategy, which of course is considering chrome in this instance, alongside the other considerations on the energy side of things, which cabinet would have given some attention to in June.
Commissioner, before I let you go, I want to take a look at the intended result of the taxes that will be imposed and on the stricter regulation of chrome exports. From a licensing point of view, I suppose that is quite self-explanatory. We do not want unauthorized individuals being the ones to move the chrome out of South Africa, and therefore that makes sense. The intended impact of something like a tax on the South African market, as well as on the chrome that then hits the global market, what is the hopeful outcome here?
I think the intention is to make the terms of access to the feedstock material more favorable than our global counterparts for domestic fabricators and domestic smelters. If you add a tax alongside the licensing regime, the outcome that is intended is for the exported material to have a relative price premium compared to the product that would be available to domestic smelters. And arising from that, and if you resolve the energy pricing challenges, it is a competitiveness enhancing play on the part of the policymakers who are using these trade instruments to at least change the terms of access to feedstock and, of course, the competitive environment within which our smelters operate.
Commissioner, have we put together numbers around how much this could add for revenues from a tax-based perspective? Obviously, understanding you made a very important point to say that the tax will be determined by National Treasury, and therefore that amount could be 25%, it could be 40%. Have we kind of done some numbers around what seems to be a reasonable tax percentage and how much it'll add to the fiscus?
It would be remiss of me to wade into that terrain. As I said, that is the terrain of the South African Revenue Service and the Ministry of Finance in particular. And I think they will be in a position to communicate when the taxation amendment laws process that would incorporate this particular export tax comes into play. So unfortunately, we can't really speak on that at this point. And it would be something we would certainly hope the Ministry of Finance will take the opportunity to speak to.
And I'm sure they will do so. And when they do so, hopefully we do have a figure that is competitive and doesn't take us out of the market, because as you rightly mentioned, Commissioner, the idea is to continue to remain competitive in the global space, but to do that in the best manner for South Africa. I think we'll leave the conversation on that note. Thank you so much to the Chief Commissioner of the International Trade and Administration Commission of South Africa, that is Commissioner Ayabonga Qawe, for joining us to take a look at the decision to move ahead with a tax and regulatory changes to the chrome exports that we have as a country.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.